I think you guys probably remember this from a couple, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. Here's Fruit Farm, here's the property, big parcel, here's the home. Here's a dive into the house itself. Here's your zoning. It's A1 right here, R1 here. They got RR1 to their west. This is approaching the driveway entrance going down Fruit Farm, coming from the outer road. That's looking as you drive in right here at their mailbox and their posting. This is, if you're pulling out of their driveway, this is looking to your east. And this is going back to the outer road, going back to the west. And there's your recommendation. So with that, Beth, you want to come up and speak?
My name is Beth Hammond. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you again regarding the zoning approval for 1098 Fruit Farm Road. As you may recall, we were here last month seeking NR1 zoning approval. At that meeting, we were asked why we didn't apply for the CUP zoning. Instead, my reasoning behind that was with the large investment, I just wanted to ensure that it would still be zoned correctly when my son takes over our business. But once we went before the commission, they questioned the same thing. After an extensive meeting, their final recommendation was for us to reapply under the CUP zoning. So here we are this evening following that guidance and respectfully requesting your approval. I want to bring comfort to our neighbors on Fruit Farm Road as we request this zoning. We have many positive reviews, many repeat clients, good neighbor relationships. In my 18 years of operating this business, I've never experienced any safety issues or incidents involving police or any authority figure with any of my guests. Most of our guests are conservative, family-oriented individuals who visit Branson to enjoy the attractions like Sight and Sound, Silver Dollar City, Dolly Parton Stampede. These shows honor God, pay tribute to our veterans, and cater to those who value these principles. We attract guests who appreciate the unique entertainment Branson offers, something not commonly found elsewhere. I've been asked so many times if I would consider expanding to other areas, and I've always declined, because Branson has the type of guests that I appreciate and I want to work with, and I've had great experiences over the years with them. So why am I seeking approval for this property? Because there's a need in Branson's vacation rental market for high-end, quality homes that offer privacy and space. Guests cherish a home situated on its own land where they can enjoy amenities like a private pool, private pickleball court, and trails where the guests can hike through these acres of land and truly enjoy God's creation. While there are plenty of homes in resorts within close proximity to each other, this property provides the spaciousness and exclusiveness that many of my guests truly appreciate and desire to rent. So I just want to thank you again for your time and consideration and letting me come in before you again. Thank you.
So Beth, we might have some questions for you, so sure. I'd stay up. So one, as far as number of properties you have in the Branson area,
I own five.
Five?
Mm-hmm. But I do manage for other people. I've had people come to me and say, I see you're having success. Will you manage for me? And I have taken on other people. So I do have 61 properties that I own or manage. But I only own five. And of those five, all of them sit on their own acres. All of them have special amenities. I don't know. We don't have a picture of Reinhart Road. I've taken Reinhart Road, 860 Reinhart Road, Mike Combs' personal home. I bought that from him. I put on there a pool, a pickleball court, a mini golf course, and I have so many repeat guests that just love it. And all I'm trying to do is create another one of those. People just really appreciate that property, and I'm just trying to create more. But I do have five properties, and they all have special amenities. They have one house on them, and they have special amenities.
And you manage the properties yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I take it the properties you own are profitable.
And that's why I'm doing this again, because they are. And that's what's working for me so well, is because they're unique. You know, we have quite a few properties and vacation rental homes in Branson. But this is what works for me, because I've made something special, something unique, something that not everybody has. I mean, if you see this house, it's quite tremendous, and it just creates an incredible atmosphere. And I have a clientele that love that atmosphere. Like, for instance, Reinhardt Road for next summer is totally booked. So it's just, I have a need for it. And I love it. I love Branson. I love the area. I love working with you guys.
So any other questions, or are we ready to let the public hearing open? We'll go ahead and do that, Beth.
Thank you.
So do we have anyone on this side that signed up to speak for or against that wants to come up?
My name is Judy Lynch. I live at 179 Fairlane Drive, and I am across the road from a rental home that Beth owns. And I'm here to verify what Beth says. She only rents to Christian quality people. We've never had any issues. We've lived across from that property for 7 years. Never had any problems whatsoever. She takes great pride in how she keeps the property. When she bought the property and she put in the internal sprinkler system, and I mean, she follows all the rules. And if something happens across the road from me, I pick up the phone, and she always answers. And if I have a question, she takes care of that. But she is, you know, I probably would not have chosen to have a rental house across the road, but like I told you the last time I was here, 30 years next door to a nightmare house. Living across the street from this rental has been a joy and a pleasure. So I can't think of anything negative to say about it. She keeps it well. She has repeat customers. When they come in, they always come and talk to us. It's just like a neighborhood. They've just been really, really pleasant, and Beth is incredibly good to work with. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you. Next.
Good evening. I'm short. I want to thank you for being here this evening.
Your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am Tracy Lightfoot with Lightfoot and Youngblood Investment Real Estate. I do represent Beth Hammonds. I am here also to speak on behalf of her character. I have worked with Beth for the last 14 years of my real estate career, assisting her in finding properties in addition to homes. One of the things that Beth's character, one of the things that she did that I don't know very many people do, is she did buy a home that she rents to her cleaners at a discounted rate that's a single family home that they live in. So she is that person. She's just that quality, really cares about her properties, her guests, the community that she has decided to invest in, which we are lucky that we have people like Beth in our community. I wanted to provide a little bit of information. This is the Reinhardt home on the top. So this is an example of what Beth would like to recreate on Fruit Farm Road. Privacy, wooded areas. We came before you to have a conditional use permit. At that time, it was the Division 3 permit, which you did accept. Next slide, please. Beth does provide, her and her family provide high-end luxury for families to gather in the Ozarks. So these aren't your typical condo renters. These are people who are coming to this area to spend money and bring tax dollars to our area. This is a overview of the property on Fruit Farm Road. As you can see, this property actually backs up to 7,000 acres. In between the property lines on each side, you can see that there's plenty of buffer and space. Not sure of how many acres there, but at least an acre to the next home. And then the property does sit 195 feet off of the road to the garage. And next slide, please. This shows that the property has a three-car garage, long driveway with also large parking pad. This is another, shows you how the entrance comes in, circles back out, so there's plenty of room for parking. You have privacy seclusion. The property is also serviced by a private well and septic system. Again, the beacon view. And then this is at the end of Fruit Farm Road. Just as another slide, in the red, you have NR1 zoned properties. And those are vacant lots. There is one home that the builder has constructed, and it is on the market currently and being advertised as a short-term rental property. Has not sold yet, but they did just complete it. And I do believe there have been other permits that have been pulled. So those nightly rentals will be also traveling Fruit Farm Road. And so that's pretty much all I have. I just wanted to speak to her character, give a little information about the property as well, and answer any questions you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One more on this side. Signed up.
Good evening. My name is David Jones. I'm the current homeowner of this property. First and foremost, I want to thank you for taking the time to hear and review our CUP application. As you're aware, we were back for CUP approval based off the comments and recommendations of this board and the commissioners last month while trying to get rezoning approved. I assure you there was no ill will or intentions by the initial NR1 requests, as the use of the property is the same at the end of the day, but was about us trying to get the same zoning as the 9 homes down Fruit Farm Road in Timberwolf subdivision and also protect Beth's investment for her family. I've given much thought on how to present my allotted time today. The results of today's meeting carries much weight for me personally and professionally. The last two meetings one meeting with you guys and one meeting with the commissioners, I spent a lot of time talking about the transparency with Country Farm Estates residents and HOA board. And this time I just want to talk about the facts and best integrity. What I've learned from speaking with you guys and speaking with the commissioners, that this is about the individual that's doing this and the track record. It has nothing to do with me, it has to do with Beth. And I just want to point out two things. During this process, I've learned a lot about this. Not a professional by no means, but I have learned a lot. And I've made two mistakes out of all the emails, all the conversations with people. And the first person to point that out, not in a bad way, was Beth, because of her integrity. And she knew I had no ill will at all. One was a conversation I had with Scott, misinterpreting CUP and NR1 zoning, that if she sold the place, how it would revert back. Well, I misinterpreted how CUP was versus NR1. And then another time when I spoke to the commissioners was the larger homes not having much of an inventory. And actually, Beth corrected me and said that there is a lot of large homes out there, but there's not a lot of large nightly rentals that have seclusion and amenities, which this is about. So just to go over just a few things real quick, her track record that she spoke of, she caters to family reunions, grandmas, grandpas, church retreats, religious marriage couples, big cedar type of clientele. Beth has a nightly rental right next to Johnny Morris's personal residence. He's had no issues and, most importantly, didn't oppose the nightly rental application process. National average stay for larger homes is 4 to 5 minimum nights compared to 2 nights for a traditional nightly rental. This will decrease the traffic by visitors. I will state the obvious. We live in a tourist area, and we depend on tourism in some way or another. All of us do. With that said, we must cater the needs and wants of all tourists. I understand there's many 1 to 4 bedroom, 1 to 2 baths nightly rentals, along with larger footprints in the area. But there are not too many large homes with the space to create this type of atmosphere and private amenities. hence why larger